traditional florists since 1883.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
This is Dan Strauss. Join me along with Eon the Peon and Paul Harris, along with Mayor Schneider of Florissant, as we broadcast live Friday afternoon, May 3rd at the James J. Egan Center from 3 to 6. It's the first celebration of spring at the 50th anniversary of the Valley of Flowers Festival, May 3rd through May 5th. Enjoy live music, barbecue, baseball, flea and flower market, classic car show, and more. Visit FlorissantMo.com for more, and we'll see you there.
For only $15 a night, see more than 30 dance companies at the Spring to Dance Festival over Memorial Day weekend at the Two Hill. Click dance, stlewis.org.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the
one. We didn't think we're going to have Dr. Doug today because he's in an airport about to get on a plane to go somewhere. Maybe he's flying to save the life of an exotic animal in, you know, India or something. I don't know. We'll find out. But he is with us, which means if you will call, we will put your name on the screen. You need to do it now, right now, because we don't mess around. We say hi to him, he says hi to us, and we're off to give you great advice about your pet, whatever your pet is. He's worked on and taken care of just about everything from zebras to lions and tigers and iguanas and snakes and turtles and even dogs and cats he's worked on. I know, hard to believe. His name is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He's not only with, he pretty much is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he is brought to you by Laclead Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now from, I guess, Lambert, we'll find out, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah. Hey, how is everybody today?
Good, doctor. Are you Lambert?
I'm at the airport.
Well, is that Lambert? You said.
Oh, yeah, I'm at the Southwest Terminal.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay, good. There's a little bit of background noise.
Where are you headed?
I'm going to Key West to see. I've got two kids that play music, and they're in a conference singer-songwriter deal, so we're going to watch them.
All the way to Key West to watch your boys play music?
I love them.
Did you do that in the basement?
They do it in the basement. They practice in the basement all week, and then they go travel someplace. So just an excuse to get away.
Did I give the number? I give the numbers, did I?
I don't think so.
314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I've never been to Key West. Never been.
Beautiful.
Peon, have you been there? You haven't been there.
No.
Dan, have you been to Key West?
I have not either, no.
Wow, we got to go there sometime.
We used to go there when we were in high school. We would camp out in the Keys and then just
That's what rich kids do. Yeah, maybe we'll take our listeners. We'll go to Key West one time. We'll have to check on that. Are you ready to take some calls?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. We start. Let me see if I get this right. With Bob. Bob, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Fine. Hey, got a question for you. You guys are going to get a kick out of this, probably. I've got a male Labrador Black Lab. It's about a year and a half, maybe. We got him as a rescue, and he is neutered. But he acts fine. Nothing's wrong. I'm just more curiosity than anything. That sometimes I kind of see this white, what I'm going to call like a pus, or I don't know what it is because he's neutered, kind of discharged from the penis area there.
Oh, so, my goodness. Bob, we don't need that kind of talk.
No.
But I know that it can't be with the obvious because he's neutered, so I don't know what else it could be.
He can have a little urethritis, or right at the end of that skin, there's a little capsule of skin collect material, and that can cause a little localized infection. So your vet can give you a little ointment and teach you how to clean that area, and it's not terribly uncommon. So, okay. Yeah, it's a simple fix, though.
You say urethritis?
I have, unfortunately.
Urethritis. It's
urethra.
Urethritis or just the prepucial area can
collect
a bunch of debris and cause an infection.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, prepucial.
Yeah. Urethritis.
So there you go, Bob. Nothing to be alarmed about.
Okay, thanks. Right. See you.
Thank you. Now, doctor, do you have a phone? Oh, shoot, I dropped it. Where is it? Here? Where is it? Here? Doctor?
Hello?
Yeah. You have a good signal because you're kind of in and out. Did you get a good full signal wherever you are?
I've got a good signal here.
Okay. Well, our phone's 48 years old, so that could be it, too. Let's jump over here to, now that I should have cleared this line. Hang on.
Yeah, at the bottom.
I'm going to go to Mary. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Mary. How are you, sweetie?
Doing fine. I got a question about a dog I have. She's 4 years old. We adopted her as a puppy. She's like a little terrier, and she's got bad breath. She only weighs about 8-10 pounds. She's got bad breath, and she eats hard dog food all the time. I just took her in and had her teeth cleaned, but she still has the breath problem.
Mary, does she eat her own poop?
No.
Okay. Sometimes that'll do.
Well, yeah.
That was a good response, Frank. I like that.
Well, thank you.
I think we even had a question like this last week, but you can still have bacteria growing on the roof of the mouth or on the tongue surface. So you might talk to your vet about an opportunity to either get one of the finger kind of structures or a toothbrush and clean that up. And sometimes they have to put them on some antibiotics for a few days to get rid of that bacterial load and that odor.
That load.
So, again, not a typical thing to fix. You just got to jump on it, okay?
I didn't know if there was something they could eat to freshen their breath.
You know, some of those hard foods don't quite do it, and some do. There's one called TD that's used for teeth, and that's by Hills. So your vet usually carries those kind of products. You can ask them about that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mary. Be well.
Thank you, Mary. Why is it that little bitty dogs have more powerful and worse bad breath than big dogs? Some of those little dogs with the smashed faces, man, their breath is horrible.
Yeah, the smaller breeds seem to collect a lot more tartar and plaque, and maybe because everything's so bunched up, it allows for more stuff to accumulate. Because the big dogs, you know, the labs and stuff, they generally, sometimes they'll go a whole lifetime without the need for a dental.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Weird. Let's go to Paula. Paula, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello.
Hi, Paula.
I have a question. I have a four-year-old Puggle, and he just incessantly licks his front feet, and he licks them so bad that the hair's coming off.
Uh-huh.
And the vet put us on an antibiotic. Because he pulled the little toes apart, you can see that it was a little bit red in there. So we put him on antibiotic, but he's still doing it.
Well, there are other options. You can use not only antibiotics, but sometimes they'll use a product called ketoconazole or itraconazole.
Yes, ketoconazole.
Yeah, Hannah Kenneth Hunter.
Vita Vegemite.
Cotton.
Okay. So if you have a yeast infection, there's also some special shampoos and topicals you can use in addition to the antibiotic. So if the antibiotics aren't doing it, you got to look further and do a little bit more, and I bet you've got a secondary yeast infection.
Oh, boy. Not you, Paula.
Oh.
Not Paula.
No.
You don't have a secondary yeast infection. At least I don't think you do.
Well, that's why we switched. We took all the dog bowls and threw them away and bought ceramic bowls, and we washed them, several times.
I couldn't hear you.
Paula, I'm going to cut Paula loose because she's on a horrible, speakerphone or Bluetooth or something.
Oh, okay.
I apologize, Paula, but we really had a tough time hearing you. Now we move to Brenda. Brenda, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Brenda. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Got a question on my dog. I'll tell you the breeds that might help a little bit. He's a Belgian Tavern.
Uh-huh.
And he's about 6 years old, and it's a behavior thing. He's just recently started startling out of his sleep and attacking our other dogs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, is there something you can use to help modify behavior? Another bit of his, John, and before we got him, we rehomed him. So before we had him, he was hit by a car. So I don't know if he's got, maybe he would hit the pavement hard and his head's just starting to,
well, you know, one thing I would think about would be that his hearing is going, and so he's getting more startled very easily. And his first response would be a defensive response.
He still hears really well.
I'm sorry?
He still does hear very well. So.
Okay, well, I mean, it's just one suggestion. And it could be truly behavioral. And I would talk to a behavioralist and see if there's some keys and tricks that you can use to kind of minimize that kind of response. And that would be the best solution right now. Okay?
So there's some behaviors like in the St. Louis area then too?
Yes, there's plenty of good trainers and behavioralists here in town. If you call our clinic or your own clinic, I bet we can set you up with somebody.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay, thanks. I wasn't sure there's medications
luck,
that help get them less tight or what. So I wasn't sure.
Apparently not. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay, bye,
thank
Brenda.
You.
That's not a medication issue. That's I don't know what you do with a dog that wakes up and starts attacking things. It might attack you next. Wake up in the middle of the night and just try to bite your face off or something. This should be Elaine. Elaine, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Fine.
Good. What can I do for you?
I have three cats.
Okay.
One was a feral cat that kind of found us.
Uh-huh.
And adopted us, and we took her to the vet and found out that she had feline leukemia.
Whoa.
Okay.
We were told that with the other two cats, there was a possibility they could also get the feline leukemia.
Right.
We had the shots for all of them. Now, is that something that has to continue for the rest of their lives?
Yes, you're going to want to booster those shots annually. Now, did you test everybody else to make sure they're not already positive?
They were all negative.
Okay, good. Yeah, then I would continue the shots on an annual basis as a booster. That would be the smartest thing to do.
And they're not supposed to eat and drink out of the same bowls, is that correct?
Well, if they're protected, you're probably not going to have too much of a problem. That particular virus doesn't do very well outside of its host body. So as soon as it hits the air, it starts to die away. But it's best just to be preventative and really be protective, to keep the food bowls separate and try and keep the cats from grooming one another, because that's where they're going to transfer the virus. Okay?
Through the saliva?
I'm sorry?
Through the saliva?
Yes, through the saliva. Any bodily secretion could theoretically carry the virus. But it's a virus that doesn't do very well outside the host. Once it hits the air, it starts to die away. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck,
honey. Thank you, Elaine. Now, see, you call women honey and sweetie, and stuff, and you get away with it. They don't sue you.
I keep hoping one will respond.
That's like old school.
Yeah, it is.
You never know. They might call the clinic, and that might be it.
Hey, the women in our audience have no problem with that, like Sue. Here, Sue, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Sue. How are you?
Doing okay. I have a 3-year-old golden doodle, and I'm sure this is not an uncommon problem. She wets on new people. So when people come to the door...
No, wets. Pees on new people.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Like if somebody walks in the house, he pees on their leg or something?
Yeah, that's how she greets people.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say that is a little unusual.
Yep.
So at least she's not pooping on people.
Yeah.
Obviously that's a behavioral issue, and obviously the most logical suggestion would be to get some control. She shouldn't have the ability to go up and see people. I've let people come in the house, settle them in the house, and then kind of bring her to them and relax, and maybe she won't get so nervous and excited and pee. I would guess it has a lot more to do with excitement than anything else.
What if you peed back on the dog? Would that stop it?
Yeah.
My kids suggested that we tell everyone we trained her to do that, and it would be less embarrassing.
Yeah, what a great trick.
Yeah, if you don't like house guests, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Is she spayed?
Yes.
And she's not having any other problems like accidental peeing, like when she wakes up, she's not...
No, no. In fact, she can be alone for 12 hours.
And
not have an accident. But she can also be outside for 3 hours and somebody comes over, and even outside, she'll wet on them.
Yeah, I think it's just an excitation thing, and, you know, it's something that, again, you might want to talk to behavioralists to see, but I think what I was discussing might be the best route to kind of control her access to the new people, let them get settled in their position, and then kind of gradually bring her in, and maybe she won't get so
freaked. Here's the other thing. Maybe this dog is just a really good protective.
Marking her territory.
Protecting the family, yeah. Going, hey, you come over here, I'll pee on you. You get away from my master.
She's either really smart or really stupid. We're not sure which.
That's a tough call. That's a tough one.
Well, enjoy your puppy.
Okay.
All right, Sue, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Wow, all the women that called today.
I like it.
It's like Ladies' Day. I like it, too. That concludes another segment. And by the way, Doctor, gotcha. You didn't get to say, and you didn't say your AM and the PM. That's all you said. Not too late. Too late. That's only, I think, the second time in all these years we threw him off and we got him because he's at the airport.
You got me all nervous.
We'll see you next week when you're back, okay?
Be well, everybody.
Right. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. And the official veterinarian of Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You can find him when he's not on a plane going to Key West to see his kids play. He's at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Joining us now from his suite of executive offices, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. I can tell you're doing well. As soon as you speak, we can tell whether it's a good or a bad day.
Every day is a great day.
No, that's not true.
And when I talk to you, it just gets better.
I've heard people say that every day is a gift. No, some gifts I'd like to give back.
Days. Return them.
Yeah.
You know, you're just kind of like the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. Because you are a giver, Frank.
So, you'll have a table at this trivia night, Window World thing, on the 18th. Is that correct?
We have two.
Two tables. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, our tables are going to be
it's pretty impressive.
Next to each other again, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, don't worry about bringing much food. You know, Mimi brings food for, like, the entire event.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's why we want to sit and make sure our table's next to yours.
Well, Graw Millhaven watched her last year. She was putting up the spread, and his eyes were wide open. Of course, his mouth was quivering. She had like two tables of food.
Yeah.
He said I should thank my lucky stars every day that I married Mimi Londoff, and I do. I'm a lucky guy. She does kind of overdo it with the food, and the whole family does. They always have.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
They always have. There's always a lot more food and drink than you need, but that's great.
Nothing wrong with that.
Especially for us.
Did you by chance catch the hockey game last night?
I didn't. You know I didn't. Dan, you probably did.
I did. I was at the Cardinal game.
I heard it was a great game.
I wish I was at the hockey game, but I was at the Cardinal game and had to listen to the rest of it.
Well, we can say hi to one of the broadcast partners on the radio. We won't mention the station, but... Kelly Chase is here picking up a new vehicle from us. We had a lot of the hockey players do business with Johnny Londoff.
Well, and you know why? They don't listen to the station they're on. They listen to this station.
Yeah,
I know Kelly
right.
Chase listens to this. And he can't say it, and I understand that. We'll say it for him. He doesn't listen. He may broadcast there. He doesn't listen to that boring thing. He listens to this.
Kelly, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's good talking to you guys again.
You too. Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And look, this has to be uncomfortable for you, talking to us. Here we are on your favorite radio station where you're, obligated to broadcast somewhere else. And I get that. And we understand. You don't need to say anything.
Right.
What vehicle did you get, Kelly?
I'm getting a Tahoe. And I don't have to speak louder, do I, because I'm on that little station now, or...
No.
Oh, listen to this. Oh. All right, that's it. Take him off the speaker.
Yeah, this is that.
No, you don't have to speak louder.
I got to tell you, you just made Kelly laugh, and he got some new teeth. A couple weeks ago. Turn the lights off, will you?
Wait
a minute. Got blinded.
What, hockey guy with new teeth?
Yeah.
Wow.
I needed six new ones. They were wearing down again.
Yeah, well, it happens. It's summertime, though. You're just in time for good corn on the cob weather.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I get them for. That's what we do back in Saskatchewan.
Hey, am I dreaming this, or when you were here and had some affiliation with this station, did you not buy like an old T-Bird or something, or am I?
Yes, you did. I had an old Thunderbird convertible.
Yes.
From Saskatchewan and brought it down here.
It was like a 64, 65 or something like that?
Yeah,
It was a 65, yeah.
Now, whatever happened to that car? Did you have it complete?
I had it done, and I sold it. I actually I got chased across a guy's yard up in Saskatchewan by a German Shepherd, ran into a building, and it was covered up in the building. And I was literally on top of this old van throwing parts of another car at this German Shepherd when I noticed that this car was covered up. And when he came out of his house, the farmhouse, I asked what was under it. I said, "What's under the tarp?" He said, "Oh, I drove that up from California a long time ago. I haven't had it running in a while." I ended up buying it from him about a month later.
Yeah, and I think I saw it here. You took it out and showed it to me.
Right.
But I saw it before you'd had it completely redone.
Right, right. The electric roof in it and everything. And
oh, man, that was...
Trunk came up, roof went in the trunk, and then came down. It was nice. Do you still have it? No,
I
didn't.
Why did you sell it?
Had to get new teeth. Three kids in space in the garage. You know, Mom said, "Hey, make a decision. The motorcycles, the cars, like, decide, because there's boys coming."
So your wife actually tells you what to do and what you can and can't.
Buddy, I don't even shy away from that. I've been in a lot of fights, but I don't want to fight.
See, this is something I can't relate to, because
right.
In my house, what I say goes.
You wear the pants.
Wear the pants. I make the call. I say what we keep and what goes. This is foreign to me.
Yeah, same here.
I can't even, you understand, Pia?
Yeah, sure.
I can't even understand a guy living like that.
No.
Yeah, right.
Incredible.
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's pretty breather. Either you don't get the signal at your house right now, or I don't know what you're talking about. There's a chance of that. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your new teeth and what vehicle did you get?
Tahoe.
New Tahoe and new teeth. Wow, this is a big day.
The two T's, Tahoe T's.
Yeah, and he's getting to talk to you. I'm telling you what, he can barely contain himself over here right now.
This is a huge day.
Boy, he's just all over the place, but we're having a great, great... You know, I started the day at the studios with McGraw and the mayor. We've got our big Valley of the Flowers this weekend in Florissant.
Yeah.
So,
we'll be there broadcasting on Friday.
Yeah.
I think the mayor and I are stopping in. We're going to be in the penalty box again?
Yeah.
The same
penalty
spot.
Box.
Yeah, let's make sure there's some fans in there, okay?
Kelly's familiar with that.
Last time, okay?
Yeah.
Chase is
familiar.
Remember,
I'm on crutches now. I'm on a handicap still.
Oh, you poor guy.
Yeah. Sympathy, yeah.
Yeah, I need a little more sympathy. That's right. These crutches, I've about wore them out. I need another set, but we're having a great day today. It's May the 1st. Can you believe it?
I believe it.
Well, you believe everything.
Yeah.
But you're just that kind of guy. Again, you're the giver. You're the guy that just keeps on giving. So I want to be like you. We just want to keep on giving. Great prices, great deals. To some of the greatest people in the world, the ones that listen to your station, because you make us all laugh, Frank.
Well, thank you, John. We do our best. We do our best. You know, we're not nearly as funny as what's that station he's on? That other one?
Which one?
That old folks station.
Oh, we're not as funny as Charlie
funny
Brennan.
Charlie Brennan. Oh man, just the sound of the name. I'm in stitches. we're not at that level yet, but we do our best. We try.
Well, you know what? You do a great job for us, and we.
And by the way, he's a nice guy. I'm kidding. He's not funny.
We just do a different type of show.
That's well said.
About, five vehicles from us.
Well said. Well, he has to because he can't sell any through the radio station. he can't send you any.
He has
business.
To supplement.
He has to buy them himself. How sad is that?
I think we need to just switch topics right now.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about having to stand on a hill to listen to the station.
Oh boy,
here we go.
Yeah.
You know, the good part is I got my buddies from Saskatchewan buying vehicles because they can actually hear my station up there in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, well,
night, maybe.
Kelly, get in a car right now and drive to Dyersburg, Tennessee, and tell me which of the two stations you can still pick up during the daytime before sunset.
Wait a second. Let's do a poll to find out if anybody actually knows where that is, first of all.
I don't think a kid from Saskatchewan has a clue.
Okay, well, I don't think
they let him across the border to Tennessee.
He
sees those guys with banjos. He turns around.
You need a passport for that, right?
Yeah, go south of Cape Girardeau and tell me which station fades out first before sunset.
All right, well, listen, since I'm the guy playing for this spot, can you talk about me?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, go ahead.
When did you get here?
Why did I even invite you in here, Kelly? Don't you have a game to do? Oh, that's not until tomorrow night. But we're having a great day, but we can be even greater. Great deals on the Chevy Cruze, Chevy Sonic. We've talked about the sign and drive, no money down leases, $199 a month on the Chevy Cruze, or buy it for $13,900. No one's going to touch us. Nobody can come close to some of these prices. And we're excited. A lot of trucks, a lot of great deals on trucks. Sold tons of Silverado pickup trucks. But we still have many, many, many more here for sale. And we're located in beautiful Florence, Missouri, 314-837-1800. Because I'm thinking you probably want the phone number by now, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Are you sure?
Sure.
I got to put my glasses on. We've only been on for 10 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Well, hold on. I've only been on for about 93 seconds. I think somebody else has been on the entire time.
Kelly had to try to make fun of our station.
You turn the lights off, you're smiling again. No, but Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit and 24/7/365 at Londoff.com. L-O-N-D-O-F-F. And Steve McNorton, one of the top sales representatives who's taking care of Kelly. Steve, Mac, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, AM and the PM crowd.
Hi, Steve. We're out of time.
Hi, kids.
Hey, Kelly, it was nice talking to you again, and congratulations on the teeth and the Tahoe.
Yes. All right.
The double T's.
Double T's. Yeah. The double T's. Double T day.
Don't be afraid to spend some of that money on some tickets, Frank.
All righty. Some of what money? Remember, I'm at a nothing station. I can't have any money.
You're supposed to get us tickets,
that's
Kelly.
That's impossible.
Hey, rip up that check to Frank and Penny KTRS. Okay,
that's right.
Yeah, sounds great.
John, we'll send them to you.
Thanks, kids. See you.
Right, thank you. Have see you, Kelly. Night. Okay, bye-bye. The nerve. Jealous.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Uninformed.
Misses the days when he was part of this station.
Yep.
It's just
still perpetuating the signal myth.
Right. That's
where the truth
totally
is
false.
Ask any radio engineer, the fattest signal, the strongest radio signal in this town, sunrise to sunset, is KTRS. It goes further than any other station
in the country.
Now, and in the middle of the night, their signal goes further. I don't think the local advertisers care about somebody listening in Guam.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, they don't care. They're not going to be able to come buy a car from you anyway. All right, we have to take a break, but we're coming back. I promise. Big 550, KTRS.
All right, we're going to check in with traffic now and see how it looks with Tim Weiland.
Well, since the last report, we had an accident on the Poplar Street Bridge. It was on westbound 5570. It had three lanes blocked. From what I could see on the camera now, it looks like they've moved it off the bridge. But, boy, traffic on westbound 5570 is slow from 64 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Baseball traffic, continue west. You're going to slow from about Compton all the way out to McCausland. You're heavy again west of McKnight to Mason, and then you're going to find it slow from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, just in pockets there. On eastbound 64, things are jamming up from about Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, stop and go from 64 through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270, that's slow in the right lane from about the Clayton Road overpass trying to get on to westbound 64. If you're traveling on westbound 70, you're finding it slow as you leave downtown through Madison. You're heavy again at Jennings Station Road and then stop and go from 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission Tortilla Chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft Tortillas. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Paul Harris, and I have something new for you. In addition to listening to me Fridays from 3 to 6 on the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550, you can also now listen to me overnights on the weekend. It's a brand new syndicated show I'm doing called America Weekend. Fresh, topical talk and lots of great interviews, too. And you'll also hear shows hosted by Turi Ryder and Rick Roberts. It's called America Weekend. You'll hear it Saturday nights and Sunday nights at midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-949-3635. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, Ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-949-3635. That's 1-800-949-3635. 1-800-949-3635.
Feeling buried by all the piles of paper in your home or office? Maybe it's time you traded in the old filing cabinet for a new office assistant. Meet the Neat Digital Filing System, featuring the only scanner that actually thinks while it scans. With Neat, all your important documents can be easily scanned and then organized with a Neat software. So that shoebox full of receipts instantly becomes a manageable expense report. That stack of business cards can go directly into your computer's contact list. Virtually any piece of paper automatically becomes a searchable document that you can find with a simple keyword. Neat can be both powerful and portable, so staying organized is easier than ever. And now you can try the Neat Digital Filing System for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. The Neat Digital Filing System has been featured on Oprah's list of favorite things, the CBS Morning Show, the Martha Stewart Show, just to name a few. Try it for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. That's 1-800-300-6741.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
You've noticed dust gathering on your moldings, under the furniture, and in the corners around the house.
Ew.
Even worse, you could see the pathways across your floors or carpets, and your kitchen has a patina of grease from years of cooking.
Ew.
You need to call Two Ladies and a Bucket. Call 314-229-1736 or go to their website, twoandabucket.com, to see all the services they offer. Two Ladies and a Bucket doesn't just surface clean. They're deep and thorough.
Ah, much better.
Two Ladies and a Bucket. Two is better than one.
Your mom. If it wasn't for her labors, both literally and figuratively, you wouldn't be here. That's why in the week leading up to Mother's Day, May 12th, KTRS is celebrating mothers everywhere. Simply go to KTRS.com, click on the contest tab to register, and win a bunch of $200 gift certificates from our sponsors to help you treat your mom right.
The winner will be notified May 9th.
The Mother's Day Appreciation Giveaway is sponsored by Massage Lux, Don Hennifer Jewelers, Two Ladies in a Bucket, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
like somebody warming up.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns are all...
Yeah, that's the kind of music to get people up and moving.
I didn't mention it earlier, and I hope he doesn't mind, but $500 of this money for St. Jude came from Tim at Permajack. And I love it when people say there's no need to mention the company. Well, that's when I want to mention it, because I think people need to know when companies are generous. So thank you, Permajack, for $500 of our $4,500.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we have.
And we'll still take more. Nothing would make me happier than to give them $5,000 or $6,000. 314-969-KTRS. We have a couple of minutes. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Kevin? Kevin, that's you. Oh, Kevin. All right. Kevin apparently just wants to be on the phone and doesn't want to talk. How are we doing on time here? I barely have enough time to read this. Somebody sent me this, and I'm sorry, I don't know who sent it. I didn't keep the name. But I found this very entertaining. You know how I feel about the whole green thing? I'm not really a green eco-anything guy. I think a lot of it is just BS, that the Earth's going to do what it's going to do. You can agree or disagree. But the story that somebody sent me has a... somebody checking out of the store, and this is an older person checking out, and the cashier suggests to the older lady that she should bring her own grocery bags because plastic bags are not good for the environment. And the lady apologized and says, well, she says, we didn't have all this green thing back in my day. And the young clerk says, well, that's our problem. Your generation didn't care enough to save the environment for future generations.
Wow.
And the older lady says, well, you're right. We didn't have the green thing. Back then, we returned milk bottles, soda bottles, beer bottles to the store. Store sent them back to the plant. They were washed. They were sterilized. They were refilled so we could use the same bottles over and over. That's called recycling. We didn't have the green thing back then. But grocery bags, bagged our groceries in brown, groceries, put them in brown paper bags. We used for all kinds of things around the house. We used them for book covers for our school books so that we wouldn't deface them because they were public property, put lunches in them, personalize our books with the brown paper from the bags. But we didn't do the green thing. Oh, and we walked upstairs because we didn't have escalators in every store and office building using electricity. We walked to the grocery store, and we didn't get into a 300-horsepower machine every time we had to go two blocks. But no, we didn't have the green thing in our day. Oh, we also washed babies' diapers because we didn't have the throwaway kind. We dried clothes on the line, not in an energy-sucking machine that uses 220 volts, so we actually used wind and solar power to dry our clothes back in my day. Kids got hand-me-down clothes from their brothers or sisters, not always brand-new clothing. But you're right, young lady, we didn't have the green thing in our day. Oh, we also had one TV, a radio in the house, not a TV in every room, and the TV had a little screen the size of a handkerchief, not the size of the state of Montana. And in the kitchen, we blended and stirred by hand because we didn't have electric machines to do everything for us, using a bunch of power, and we packaged a fragile item to send in the mail. We used wadded-up old newspapers to cushion it, not styrofoam or plastic bubble wrap. We didn't fire up an engine to burn gasoline just to cut the grass. We used a push mower, ran on human power, and we exercised by working. So we didn't need to go to a health club or run on treadmills that operate on electricity. But you're right, we didn't have the green thing back then. We also drank from fountains when we were thirsty, or the faucet. We didn't use styrofoam cups or plastic bottles every time we had to have a drink of water. Oh, and we refilled our writing pens with ink instead of buying a new pen, throwing the old plastic pens away. And we replaced razor blades in a razor instead of throwing the whole razor away just because the blade was dull. But you're right, we didn't have the green thing back then. Oh, and people took a streetcar or a bus. Kids rode their bikes to school, or they walked instead of turning their moms into 24-hour taxi services in the family's $45,000 SUV, which cost price of a whole house before the green thing. We had one electrical outlet also in a room, not an entire bank of sockets to power a dozen appliances. And we didn't need a computerized gadget to receive a signal beamed from satellites 23,000 miles out in space in order to get a the nearest burger joint. Pretty sad, the current generation talks about how wasteful we old folks were just because we didn't have the green thing. Please forward this on to another selfish old person who needs a lesson in conservation from some smart-ass young person. We don't like being old in the first place, so it doesn't take a lot to tick us off, especially from a tattooed, multiple-pierced smart-ass who can't make change without the cash register telling them how much.
Good one.
That's a good one. You know what? If you think about it, back then it was actually more green and eco because you did dry your clothes outside. There's a lot of the old stuff that's much greener than it is today. A couple of quick hits on the phone. It's John Twinspin. John, number one. Hello, John.
Hi, gang. I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And one thing that's kind of driving me crazy is this use of the word allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yes. Like, they were talking to the guy that had been picked up by the bombers.
Right.
And, you know, they told him that they were the bombers, but everybody was saying, allegedly.
It's a legal thing. They have to.
I wonder if we can start using it. Did you have the last piece of cake? Allegedly.
Well, that's not a crime. If it's a criminal act, the TV news reporters have to say allegedly till the person's convicted.
Okay.
That's just law. I agree with you. If the person is on video committing the crime or admits they did it and takes you to the body, here's where I buried him, you shouldn't have to say allegedly anymore. But we do.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
All right, John, thank you. John number two. Hello, John. What was that?
Is that a sneeze? Oh, he just wanted to sneeze on the air.
That's some funny stuff.
That was nice. Right.
You know what? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. You should be proud of yourself, John. That was very, very funny. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years. 21 years or so. They've helped people get in homes who were previously renting. My daughter rents. She has to rent. She doesn't have down payment for a house. And she doesn't know where she's going to be living in 2 years. It's year to year at this point with this job she has. But one of these days, my advice to her will be, and she's saving her money for a down payment, my advice will be when you can and you know you're going to settle somewhere for a while, get yourself a house. And you have to turn to somebody to help you do that, somebody like American Equity Mortgage. The other thing they do is correct a wrong. They right a wrong that you have. You didn't mean to do anything wrong or stupid. You didn't know any better. You got credit cards. They're easy to use. You rack them up. You max them out. And next thing you know, oh, my goodness, you can't pay off the balance. So you pay the minimum payment. That's the last thing you want to do. That's what the credit card people want you to do. That's what keeps you in debt to them forever and ever and ever. Let American Equity Mortgage use the equity in your home to show you how to borrow smart money to pay that stuff off. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic now. See how it looks with Tim Weiland.
Boy, Frank, talking about the soda bottles, and that takes you back to a kid when you used to collect them to go get baseball cards and stuff.
I took them in by the wagon load at 2 cents a bottle to the store, and for every bottle you get 2 cents. But that thing is right. They would recycle, they'd wash them, sterilize them, and then put a bottle of another Coke in them again.
Yeah, and if you were lucky enough to get the big ones, like the big Vest bottles, those were worth a nickel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid, that was your job.
That's right.
All right, we've got pretty messed up traffic if you're traveling westbound on 64. You're going to be slow now from about Grand, actually we'll call it Compton. Slow pockets all the way out to the Boone Bridge, okay? It's a couple little open spots here and there. Also at Lindbergh, you had a stall that was blocking the left center lane. On westbound 70, slow as you go past Jennings Station, out through Lucas and Hunt, it's heavy again, 170 to about St. Charles Rock Road. Then you hit some stop-and-go traffic towards the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270, stop-and-go now from McDonald through New Flores. And southbound 270, you're hitting the brakes right around Ladue all the way down through Doherty Ferry. And if you're traveling westbound 44, a little bit slow around Elm, and then you're really slow between Mirage and 141. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola. This Cinco de Mayo, bring home the fiesta and enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola with Mission Tortilla Chips and new and improved Mission Super Soft Tart Tortillas. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
SunTrop would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looks so good. It's a message from SunTrop, the St. Louis Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock, two locations to serve you. West County Volvo in Manchester and SunTrop Volvo of O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
Get Associated Press news and photos free on your mobile device. Search App Mobile in iTunes, Android, or visit getappmobile.com. App Mobile, where the news gets its news.
You know, I'm glad that a lot of older people, especially older women, don't all still wear those grandma shoes. You know, old Mother Hubbard, you know the shoes I'm talking about?
Orthopedic.
Black. They were all black, and they had a big old clunky heel on them.
Yep.
And they
like
were old
nurses' shoes.
Nun shoes.
And weren't they all lace-up shoes?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were old woman shoes, and my grandmother used to wear those shoes. And I remember thinking, man, I guess, I wonder, like, well, what is the age where you have a birthday and you go, uh-oh, starting today, I got to wear those old shoes again. And maybe that's the only way they could get the support they needed, because there was no such thing as Goodfeet, the Goodfeet stores, where they could have kept reasonable-looking shoes that didn't look so horrible and just, you know, changed what was inside them so that you get the support you need to eliminate the pain you're having. And that's what Goodfeet stores, that's what they're all about. It's you call it inserts, you call it arch supports, call it whatever you want. It's not literally always about an arch support. Arch isn't the problem. Maybe it's the further up the front part of your foot, whatever that's called, or the heel. What's the front part called? Like the ball of your foot?
Yeah.
Don't they call that?
Yeah.
It could be a number of things, but it's something about what the way you're walking or standing is not right. And that's why you have knee pain or hip pain or back pain or neck pain or headaches. And for thousands and thousands of people, the solution, the end of that pain, has been found at the Goodfeet stores. You do not need an appointment. Walk right in. Sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Fridays, in South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Dearburg's. Take you 30, 40 minutes, and pain could very well be gone. The Goodfeet stores. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.